For chick goalies for CCOI 7 with a skill level of A, B, C, or double B. Log on and register now for tryouts at theticket.com. From Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket!
It is 11:15 here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. This is the Hard Line. We are at the Hard Rock Cafe. That's where it's all happening today. We will be here all day long. Gentleman Miller will be on from 2 to 5 today. And then commencing at 5 o'clock, we have a whole slew of ticket luminaries from days gone by who are slated to join us, either via the miracle of telephonic communications or in person. And we will visit with them, find out what they're up to these days and just what their thoughts on those days that have gone by are today. Let's see, what else do we need to do? The Cobra is here with us now.
Hello.
And everybody's wondering if the Cobra interviewed Shaq last night, and we understand that you, in fact, did.
Yes.
Cobra.
And it will be played next week. We're not going to do it today, right?
I don't think we have time today. It's a little busy, so we'll do it probably Monday from Houston.
Okay. That was the big man.
He was great. He was great. There's a really funny story to go along with it, too. He was a very happy boy, though, last night.
All right, so the Quarter Snake and Shaq will be next week.
Corby?
Hello.
Incidentally, we probably could stand to give the Hard Rock location. The Hard Rock Cafe is in Uptown. It's on McKinney at Ruth. And I would tell you how to get here, but it's very, very hard.
Just get on McKinney and just go, man.
Yeah, just go get on McKinney and go away from downtown. But if you cross Fitzhugh, you've gone too far if you're going away from downtown.
And there's only about 65 million ticket signs surrounding it. So.
Right. Yeah, you're not going to miss it. We are bannered up.
Oh,
is Greg
dude.
Here? Is Greg around? He must be around here somewhere because everything in this area is bannered.
Yeah, he's eating the last banners.
All right, before we get into the little Mavericks and Lakers last night, let's go to Dog in Parker County.
A happy birthday to you. A happy birthday to the Ticket. A happy birthday, Hardline. Happy 10th birthday to you. How's it going on, boys?
The Dog Man. How are you?
How about you? Hey, man, can you believe that?
10 years. Incredible.
You guys have broke more FCC regulations than Howard Stern, Seymour Boobs and Howard Stern. What a ride.
Yeah, and we haven't been busted for it yet either.
Not yet.
Well, we're knocking on wood, that's for sure.
And that first day.
Or just getting it, one of the two.
Yeah, and that first day, I don't know who your first caller was, probably Dr. Matt or Delwin Owen, you probably paid them to call.
Yeah, we probably did. They're probably still waiting on that today.
But you've evolved from stick callers. And that's what's made the station go, all this stick. You've evolved from a caller named Pig Boy to T-Bar, to Glenda, to JD, to all those people that have made the station. And I miss them. I've seen them all. And just do 10 more years, babe. That's what you need to do, and don't change a thing.
Well, that's what we're going to go for.
You hit a second generation of callers like we talked about the other night, Mike. You know?
Yeah, that's right. We are working on a second generation of listener out there now.
When I first started listening to you, my boy was 9. He's 19 now, so it's riding around with me listening to the Ticket. Hey, have a good one. Let's do 10 more. We love you. Don't change a thing, and you're the best thing on the Ticket, baby.
And there he goes, Dog in Parker County.
We weren't waiting for that punchline, were we?
No, no. Dog showed up out at Majestic right. Liquors the other day. Always good to see him. He's doing very well, and he's one of our longtime listeners from way back in the day. All right, so last night over at the AAC, it was the Little Mavericks, the Mighty Lakers, or at least some guys masquerading as the Mighty Lakers. How'd that look?
It looked weird. I felt sorry for Gary Payton last night. He's got nobody. It's just him. And he's got nobody.
Well, let me ask you this.
They couldn't score. They couldn't play defense last night. They couldn't rebound. They couldn't do anything. It's just, you subtract those three guys, and this is a borderline not making the playoff team.
Well, let me ask you this. Do you feel sorry for Phil Jackson and all this?
No, not at all. I think Tim Cowishaw had a column yesterday. Welcome to the real world. I mean,
yeah,
well, you know, all of a sudden you don't have Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen. All of a sudden you don't have Kobe and Shaq. Hey, deal with what everybody else deals with on a regular basis.
Well, when you talk about him, guys like him and Pat Riley, I mean, yeah, Pat Riley could coach Magic and Kareem and mm-hmm. James Worthy and those Michael Cooper and those guys.
Patrick Ewing.
Yeah. But what did he do in Miami?
Hadn't done much.
Yeah. Hey, the NBA is a players' league. It is all about the players. Coaches are nice, and some coaches, yeah, they're some of them are cut above others. But you take their players away from them, what they got?
They got what they had last night. They
yeah.
got a 20-point, which it should have been because it could have been a lot worse. But I will say this, and I do not have my Maverick glasses on today.
Right.
But if the Lakers would have been full strength last night, it'd have been a good game.
Well,
it would have been a good because the Mavericks were on last night, and they were getting things done in a very unconventional way.
Like how?
Well, did you see Dirk? I mean, Dirk, I think, ended up with 16 points.
Yeah.
He had like 7 going into the fourth quarter. And but he had like 9 assists last night.
Mm-hmm.
And he was passing the ball. They got a lot from Jameson last night.
Right.
You know, Michael Finley was ridiculous shooting the ball last night.
Boy, he has been on fire.
Look at what he's done. And as he goes, the Mavericks go. And then Antoine Walker, he is just, maybe he's a bad fit, I don't know. But there's one thing that he is, and that is a one terrific all-around basketball player.
Oh, yeah.
He's not a good defender on the ball, but the guy can, he does so many things. And he's got so much, God, I hate this term, but court awareness. But he does. Yeah. I mean, he knows where everybody is at all time. He made another bounce pass last night through traffic. You know, just they were on last night. And you know, I'm not going to sit here and say, hey, even if the Lakers would have had Kobe and Malone and Shaq, you know, the Mavericks would have still won.
Mm-hmm.
It would have been a good game last night, and the Lakers wouldn't dominate as they normally do.
Right.
Because the Mavericks were just on. Well, they got 80 points. From Jameson, Walker, and Finley last night. 80 from those three.
Well, usually when three guys team up for that kind of production, good things are going to happen for the Mavericks. If they can get 80 points from three guys, they're usually going to be in good shape. So, such was the case last night. A nice win for the little Mavericks. And tonight?
Win of consequence? Maybe not. But at this point, they've got every win is a win of consequence.
Yeah, you know, you would look at it and you would kind of say no, but on the other hand, as Eddie Sefko pointed out in his story in the morning news today, if the laundry across the way from you says Lakers, it is a win of consequence.
Yeah.
Regardless of who's in it.
Yeah.
So,
well, Gary Payton was, he was just so, I mean, I almost felt sorry for him. Although I sat courtside last night and I heckled him the whole game.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I heckled him the whole game.
Oh, my gosh.
He acknowledged me once.
He did?
Yeah. I mean, he had one ridiculous throw-up shot. He just came down there and go, boy, that's a lucky shot. He goes, I've been doing that forever. And I said, yeah, you know, I remember when you were actually good. I was on him all night long.
Oh, my gosh.
And, well, then it became a kind of a back and forth where he was laughing. The whole time. Every time he'd come down there, I'd go.
You were audibly heckling.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Were you sitting?
Courtside.
Like where the press sits, or were you actually in a seat?
In a seat.
How'd you get those?
Texas tickets. Connections.
Obviously, he had what Junior Miller and I used to call a PVS working there.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah.
Well, that being a potentially volatile situation where we feared that some innocent bystander sitting around us was going to hear what Grego was saying and be offended by it.
It was Gary Payton. That's all I did. Heckling the whole night long.
He might say something like that.
Every time he'd run down the court, I'd go, man, they're killing you, Payton. They are killing you.
I had a fart.
It was great. I had a good time, though. It was great.
Did you see you sung the national anthem?
Jack Ingram. I talked to Jack Ingram.
Did you?
Night. Yeah. Yeah, and did a great job, too.
Wasn't that awesome?
Yeah.
He had his acoustic up there. So I was at the game, and I was up there.
You weren't in my seats,
far
buddy.
Away from you.
Yeah, we keep your kind out of my seats.
So I was there with my wife and Big Red and the guy that I went on the bachelor party with, Chuck. And so
is that the one you pranked?
It's the one that did the pranking.
Oh, okay.
So afterwards, I want to clap for the national anthem. It was Jack, you know? So I had a beer, and I put it in my mouth, a full beer, the whole, like, you know, biting my teeth. And I start to clap,
yeah,
and I clip
right,
the bottom, and I dump an entire beer on the girl right below me. An entire beer.
Snake. Did you apologize?
Yeah, she was like 18.
I was probably like, all dressed up.
Oh, yeah, ready to roll for the night. It was so embarrassing.
What'd your wife do?
Oh, she was more embarrassed
that?
Than me.
Did she enjoy
like,
that?
Jerry!
It's just wrong. You should give her money. I tried to offer to buy her anything she wanted. Anything she wanted, but she didn't want anything.
She should have gone to the Maverick shop and bought one of those coats.
I know.
One of those $1,000 leather coats.
All right, here's money.
All right, so it's the Bulls tonight up in Chicago, and then on Sunday, another game of consequence when the Sad Sack Kings roll through the AAC. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, is what you're listening to. This is our 10th birthday, and it is 11:26 as we broadcast live from the Hard Rock Cafe. Coming up next, we're going to get into
my sister's stinky box.
Well, no. We're going to get into just various random ticket tales from days gone by. That next year on The Ticket.